that's what you're going to be seeing. That's what you're going to be focusing on. That's what your reality is going to start. Call it manifestation. I don't care what you call it. It's all the same thing, right? So belief is essential in all that you do, and it's a necessary first step. And gratitude is also an essential part of this equation. Hey mama, welcome to the Balanced Mom Method podcast, a safe space to help you transform the way that you approach motherhood and life. If you're a mom struggling with self-worth, overwhelmed with overstimulation, looking to slow down, conquer mom guilt, let go of external pressures, or even embark on a spiritual awakening, you are in the right place. Let's break free from that survival mode cycle by waking up from autopilot and authentically embracing our inner self-love, trust, and connection. Imagine if every single part of your life was perceived through a lens of expansion, value, worthiness, self-awareness, and acceptance. Hey, I'm Jenna, and I've been where you are. I was consumed in the struggles of motherhood and was always in my own head, never feeling good enough. I realized if I wanted to make a change, it started within me. And in finding that freedom, I've dedicated my life's work to helping other moms heal from the inside out to come back home to themselves too. So take my hand, mama. Let's set the foundation to live an intentional life full of peace, presence, confidence, clarity, belief, joy, love, and balance. If you are ready to weed the fluff, get to the root of cultivating real change, and feel connected to yourself on a love-rooted level, let's dive in and discover the power within you. Warm up that cold coffee, pop in your earbuds, and tighten that top knot, mama. Let's overcome together. Hello, hello, beautiful mamas. Welcome back to another episode of the Balanced Mom Method podcast. I'm so excited that you're here today. As I was writing notes for this episode, I was like, whew, we're talking about simplicity here, but I feel like we're going to see how this goes. I hope that the message that I want to give today, I really hope that it can be heard and delivered through me simply, because it's kind of a deep conversation today, and I'm really excited to see how this is going to unfold. So yay, so excited that you're here. I'm really excited to jump into what we're going to talk about today. I hope you had just a wonderful Thanksgiving if you're in the US, and just happy holidays. We are ending November of 2023. Like every day that passes, I'm like, oh my gosh, like I just feel every year is going by quicker and quicker. And I truly think it's because, like, when you have kids, I don't know, but it's so cliche. So cliche, but it's so true. Cannot believe that we're almost ending 2023. But I just have to share that last week I went to Jace's school, and I was able to, it was a community week or career day, I guess, but it was a community week, and they asked, you know, different parents to come in and share like their roles, what they do for work and how they serve the community. And it was awesome, like, because we have like a little app and they share pictures and like what the kids do every day and stuff. And I signed up to go, and it was actually on my birthday. It was so awesome. Like, I took it so seriously because it was so awesome. I felt so honored. This is like, I know we're like just getting started in like the school stuff, and like this has been something that I have always wanted to be a part of. Why, one of the many reasons why I wanted to like be home with the kids and like figure out this entrepreneur work at home life, because I wanted to be a part of just the school and the community base and be like the chaperone when he starts going on field trips and all those things. So it was something that I took very, very seriously, but something that it was almost like, oh my gosh, like here I am going to talk to 4-year-olds about what I do simply for work. And I'm like, I don't even know if I could explain, like, oh my gosh, like it's so deep, right? So it really made me take a step back and think about it. I was sitting during nap time, my mom and I were on the couch, and I like got my computer out and I was like taking notes, because I was like, okay, like I'm just gonna brain dump and then we're gonna kind of reel it back. And it was just really fun, and it was good for me also to take that step back, because I feel like we all tend to overcomplicate things to some degree, regardless, like if it's with work or personal life or whatever that is, because of maybe how we're taught, or, you know, what we're taught, or the in trends that you want to follow, or you think you should be following, or you're just trying to be perfect, or all these things. Like we tend to overcomplicate things sometimes, whatever it might be. when simplicity, it always comes back to that, like, that's where it's at. Like, the simplicity is key. And I shared just, you know, how I help people feel good and happy about their lives, and I help people love themselves and, you know, being that safe space to come to when they're struggling. And it was just such a breath of fresh air to talk to four-year-olds. Just like the joy and excitement of being in their presence. It was really just incomparable. And their teachers are absolutely incredible. Just the classroom atmosphere, it was just so welcoming and awesome. And I was just so grateful to have been able to go and do that. And the reason that I wanted to share that was for the simplicity piece and the overcomplication piece. This is kind of where we're going with this episode today, is how we tend to overcomplicate things, and bringing it back to the simplicity of it. And it's ironic because the conversation and where we're going to be going, it's a very like in-depth, complex topic. So that's where I was like, okay, how can we make this simple? Because simple doesn't always mean easy. And especially when it comes to living our lives, we get so caught up in the day-to-day that I feel that we sometimes miss the big picture of life. Like, this is our life. One decision, one choice, one bad day is not going to make or break it. So I really want you to just try to follow me here. We're going to segment a couple different ideas that I'm going to be going through, and we're going to put them off to the side, okay? So when and if you allow yourself to really hone in on your life, we're talking big picture life, okay? Like, how it works, how you work, what is working, what isn't working, and think the big picture of life here. Does that one stressful afternoon that you had, does it really make or break? You know, and I've shared about this before in a lot of different capacities, about how this is just life. And I've never really liked the delivery of that term, like just life. And my intentions behind it have always been like, obviously very, very good and very pure, in that sense of, we make things so much harder than it has to be. Why don't we just start doing that dream that we have had for years? Why, what's the worst that could happen? Or what is it that we have to lose? Like, my intentions behind that just life piece, the reason I'm sharing that is because I've mentored on this topic before, and the just life to me has always felt a little not grateful, like, because this life is so beautiful and there is so much to be grateful for. So what I mean by like that just life is the keeping it simple, looking at the big picture and this experience, this life experience, and not getting so hung up on that one decision or that one outcome. And something that is such a simple concept, but so deep and hard to put into words, because I've been, you know, speaking on this for in many different capacities and like depths and complexities. This is very surface level here. And like I said, I never really liked that delivery of the quote unquote just life, because it sounds so ungrateful, doesn't it? I don't know. I digress there. So the part of this conversation I want you to put into a bucket, okay? This just life, keeping it simple. I want you to put this into a bucket and set it aside, because we're going to come back full circle, okay? Now we're onto a new bucket. I was just listening to an audiobook the other day, and it kind of brought for me things full circle for this concept of just life. It brought it full circle for me, at least, in that sense of how we get so caught up in the life part of it, to where we're not allowing ourselves to just be. We're not allowing ourselves to look at that big picture. What are the learning processes? Knowing that there is a higher power, knowing that there is a divine plan, that heaven forbid we made that wrong decision, that right decision is going to come back to us and find us eventually, right? That's within our free will. That we're going to be getting to this in a minute. I'm totally getting ahead of myself here. Okay, so I need to share about this audiobook. It was sharing about quantum research. It was sharing about a quantum research study about how energy is intelligent and all interconnected. Okay, so I'm going to share a story with you. There was a man who was in World War II, and he was in this study about energy, okay? So he was shown video clips from World War II, so, you know, like the kamikazes, and just imagine when he was shown these videos, this, you know, he was put back into that situation. His body was tested for the reactions and the responses from being shown these video clips. So I'm sure that you can imagine, like, the trauma, the fight or flight responses that his body was put into, the acute anxiety, the fears. And they actually then took his blood from this recipient, and they took a blood sample and transferred it miles and miles and miles away. And then repeated the same test of showing the physical man, the person, these video clips. And then it was very time sensitive. So this was instantaneously being tested on this man being showing these video clips. And then they're also testing his blood with these electrical current tests that also were able to test his reactions and responses. And as they repeated these tests, the blood that was miles and miles away was happening. It was responding instantaneously to the man that was watching the videos. Like, how is that possible, right? Like, how can energy do that? How can, you know, it just be communicated and be so connected, even though that we are physically, or, you know, this man, like, his blood was physically miles and miles apart, but it was responding instantaneously to the same reaction that man was having watching those videos. It was so fascinating to listen to this audiobook. And this probably a theory. It's called the quantum entanglement. And it's so flippin' fascinating because it's making a change to, like, one particle, let's say. But then it also makes an instantaneous and equivalent change to a connected particle, no matter how far away it is. Like, distance was not a barrier, is not a barrier to connected energy. Like, and my mind was just, like, going, like, wow, you know, like, it's just so, so fascinating. So, okay, put this, you know, entanglement into a bucket and set it off aside, okay? New bucket here. Just the nature of energy. Like, how it works, how it can be used. And I feel like it's not talked about enough. And this is, okay, this is maybe like another science-y type episode. So I think I don't want to put these, I know they might be boring sometimes. So I don't want to put these so often, but I think we just had one a couple weeks ago. I apologize. But it's not talked about enough. Like, one, just like, this is such like a covered up secret of our universe, of our life, that I feel like maybe just because I'm unveiling it a little bit more and I'm starting to learn more about it, but I feel like even scientists, and there's more studies and research and the physicists, and it's being studied so much more, that the intelligent nature of subatomic particles, of energy, it's connected. And just imagine for a moment that you believe, even if you don't, just imagine for a moment that you believe that the entire universe is made up of energy. Now think of your intentions. This would also mean that your intentions, your energy, your feelings, your emotions would also be energy. And it's a directed form of thought, let's say, because your intentions, let it be, you don't even have to speak your intentions, but you have your intentions. They call it a directed form of thought, right? Because you create them. Okay, so this would also mean that our emotions and feelings are energy also, and that they can, quote unquote, obey or cooperate with your intentions, whatever those are. So let it be, you know, their pure, good, loving intentions. Your emotions and feelings can obey to those intentions. And of course, you have that ladder, that flip side, but we're just going to keep it love positive here, okay? So you have the power to change your state. But what we're lacking is that belief and that faith that we can do it. But if you think about this in another light, and I know that I've shared about this on the show already, is our intentions are led by our beliefs, right? So think back to our mindset loop. This was maybe episode 3 of this show. Our mindset loop is your beliefs govern your thoughts, And your thoughts influence your actions. And your actions produce your experiences. And your experiences reinforce or break up those beliefs. So if you have doubt and fear, now we're going to go to that latter piece. If you have that doubt and that fear and they're increasing, your belief and your faith will be decreasing. Vice versa. So when you have the belief and have that faith and that's increasing, it's inevitable that your doubt and fear are going to decrease because the laws of energy. So where are your beliefs? Do you believe that you can overcome your survival mode? Do you have faith that you can do it? Do you believe that you have what it takes to take control of your time schedule? Do you have faith that you can break free from your limiting beliefs? Do you believe that you can release that mom guilt, that resentment? Because if you think that you can't, you're going to be supported with that belief. But if you think you can, you'll be supported with that belief and you'll feel more empowered. This comes back to last week's episode. One of the pivotal lessons, let's say, that I shared on was what we focus on expands, right? So if you're filling yourself with belief and faith and love and gratitude, that's what you're gonna be seeing. That's what you're gonna be focusing on. That's what your reality is going to start. Call it manifestation. I don't care what you call it. It's all the same thing, right? So belief is essential in all that you do, and it's a necessary first step. And gratitude is also an essential part of this equation, because it's within just this divine creation that we owe it all to, right? Like, we are here. And if we don't hold gratitude for that, we are here given this life for this experience, like, that's what we have to, like, that's step one. Like, that's foundational, right? So we owe everything, like where we are, where we're at, including every opportunity that lies in our path, as well as everything that's already in our path that is ours and that we already do have. We owe that to gratitude, right? Like, we have to be thankful and appreciative for where we're at, what we have, and where we want to go, of course. And leading from that space of gratitude will inevitably increase our faith and belief and also our intentions, because what we're focusing on is expanding. So we're focusing on that gratitude in it all, and having it all, you know, being life as a whole. Just think about that. Like, how, if you're focusing on the love and the belief and the gratitude, it's going to start expanding within your life. And you see, I hope you're following me. I hope that you can see kind of like how everything, it's so interconnected in countless ways. Like, and you can explain these principles in so many different ways. Like I even just said, like, manifestation, like, and what you focus on expands, like all of this stuff. There's just different, maybe different layers, different ways to explain it, different mentors, of course, you know, there's different ways to say the same thing. And like, that's something that I have felt for so long. Like, it's even religion, like there's so many parallels, not to like bring up religion, but like there's just so many parallels. And that's, I'm just so fascinated to all the parallels to life, like to the things, to, okay, yeah, we'll stop that, because I don't want to get too far off on a tangent, because I know that this is already pretty deep. Please email me or let me know, like, if this makes absolutely no sense, because I maybe shouldn't have recorded an episode on this right now when I'm doing this, because I have had so many like of these epiphanies in my head lately, like since starting this audiobook. It's called The Emotion Code. I've just had so many epiphanies in my head lately, and I'm connecting so many dots to so many concepts that I've believed in or that I've learned. And it's just, it's the first time that I'm bringing this all into words. So I would love to know if this is making sense. So, okay, moving on, put that into a bucket and set it aside. Last bucket before we bring this all full circle, okay, is what is meant for you will ultimately always find its way to you. And I know that I said that already and I didn't want to jump too far ahead, but it almost takes some weight off of when we put so much pressure on ourselves or when we are overcomplicating it. And this is really what like solidifies that just life quote, not quote, but like what I've, you know, shared on in the past. And I really have to reword that because it's not just life, but in that sense of keeping it simple, right? So what is meant for you will always find its way back to you. However, our free will just sometimes detours us, right? It gets in the way. We think that something is right, and then it was meant to be a learning lesson, and now we're like, oh, wait, it should have been that, or, you know, however that is. This is not being said like being right or wrong, just in that sense of like our plan, our blueprint, our path, like it's already laid out for us, right? Before we came here. And the beautiful gift that we are granted in this life is our free will. And that is also part of our path and our plan too. So, and that's where like the learning lessons come in and our experiences. And it's just so divine and being able to connect those dots. And, you know, when you're going through this journey and like thinking back to something that happened years ago and you're like, oh my gosh, I see it now, you know, but hindsight is 20/20, right? And it's also within our free will to see those past experiences for what they are, let it be a learning experience, and being able to release any guilt or shame or whatever that might be, if, you know, from that past experience. So do you think that fear and doubt can live where belief and love and gratitude thrive? Not really, right? So, and I'm saying this, of course, we're going to have fears. We're going to have doubts. We're going to have stress. It's not like we're going to live a life free of that 24/7, 365. This is really just being able to come out of those states quicker and not have that be your default. So let's try this. Let the thoughts of fear and doubt, let them come in, right? Let them come in. It's not like we're trying to be perfect or never feel these feelings because it's inevitable. However, let's not judge them. Let's not shame them or shame yourself. Just don't entertain them, right? Let them come in and just pass right on by. You may have heard like those negative thoughts or intrusive thoughts or whatever, those bad thoughts that you don't want. Let them like float by like clouds in the sky, or, you know, the train of thought, you know, it might stop and want you to get on and go down this rabbit hole. Just don't get on the train. Right? And I literally think of like these praying hands, these humongous, just like God-like praying hands. And it's almost like just sweeping them by, like sweeping with a broom. Very odd, I know, an image, but that's been the one thing. I tried the clouds, didn't work. Tried the trains, didn't work. But like I see like these big hands kind of just sweeping the thoughts right on by. So like you have to find what works best for you to be able to not let that doubt, that fear, that negativity live and thrive within you. But they're always going to come in. They're always going to try to take you back down or what have you. You just allow them to come in and pass. And from there, you could fill your heart back up with love and belief and gratitude. So what y'all have been waiting for, I know this has been all over the place. I am like, should I be like breaking this up into like, this could probably be like four different podcast episodes, but bringing everything full circle here, all the buckets, keeping life simple. This is just life, right? Not making it so hard, so complicated. One decision isn't going to make or break you. Interconnected energy. And then everything is energy. How you give it off, how you take it in, how you interact with it. That can impact your reality, your state of being, your feelings, everything. So how do you want to live? Draw that line in the sand right now. Re-listen to this episode, and maybe like it, the more that you listen to it, or reach out to me and like ask me a question, and I would love, love, love to dive deeper into some like one of these topics within this episode, right? Because the overcomplicating, the focusing on the stress, the survival mode, all that's going wrong, it doesn't have to be that way. Right? Draw that line in the sand right now and choose to be striving for the simplicity, for the slow living, for the present living, the leading with the love and the gratitude, and redirecting our overwhelm and our stress as a sign maybe to look inward and learn why, because then we could fix it from that root to come back to the love, the gratitude, the belief, the faith, and just come back to being and living our life. with love and gratitude, my friends. Please, 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 please let me know. Email me hello@naturallyempoweredliving with any questions you might have or like anything that you want me to expand more on, because this probably could have easily been broken up into five different podcast episodes. And again, reminder, a couple more days to jump into naturallyempoweredliving.com/products. Everything, our whole suite, product and service suite, is 33% off through the end of the month, November 2023, by using code BIRTHDAY at checkout. Everything is 33% off through the end of the month. Love you guys. Love you, friends. Until next week, as always, simply be you. You have everything inside of you to reach your breakthrough, mamas. I'm sending my love and light.
Did you find this episode relatable and compelling? Please give me a review.
Thank you so much for spending this sacred time with me on the Balanced Mama the podcast. I am sending you so much love and covering you in light, praying this episode has helped you in some way. And if it has, I'd be so grateful if you left a written review sharing how it's impacted your life. It truly lights me up hearing how you are on your way to your breakthrough. And also, please share this episode with another mom who may be struggling to remind her that we are never alone and to help give her that empowerment to take that first step. And be sure to check the show notes for additional ways to connect with me, our motherhood empowerment community, and if and when it feels good to you, learn how we could work together to help you reclaim your power, mama. Thank you. I appreciate all you are and all you do. Sending my love and light.